The Loiseau Family, 114 Quebec Street. Ulrich Loiseau, a barber, married Annie Manville in Kingston in 1899 when he was 17 years old. They had at least 6 children in 1914 when he enlisted in the 21st Battalion. Ulrich himself was 42 years old at that time. His youngest child, William, who he called Kissing Bug, was only 5 years old. Ulrich's letters from the front are endearing and heartbreaking. Here are a few excerpts.
May 16, 1915, Sandringham Camp, Kent, UK. Dear wife and children, I got in on the 15th of May in Plymouth Harbour, and we were 10 days on the water, and we had a good trip right through, but for 2 days we had very bad sea. And more so because we had submarine after us, but we got away from them because the captain changed his course. He took another direction, and we had landed here safe. And now, my dear wife, the minister, he preached that we have to pray God for getting off the way. But we got out of their way, you bet. And we're glad of it. So now, my dear wife, I pick up some grass and a few leaves on the ground, the very spot, and I am sending them to you. Now tell me all about the family and how little Willie and is and all the rest. Kiss all the children for me and tell them all to kiss you for me and remember me. I remain your husband, Ulrich Loiseau. Answer soon.
September 27, 1915, Belgium. Dear wife and children, well, Annie, we have been in the trenches 6 days, and it's been raining 2 days, but we are doing well. I cannot tell you much about here, for you know we are not allowed. But you tell me that you write every week. It grievous. I have not got a letter from you in over 3 weeks. I began to think you are forgetting me. Remember me to all those that inquire about me and kiss all the children for me. While I am writing this letter, the firing work are going on. Field blasts all around me. It's like the 1st of July in the States. Now, my dear, I will close my letter by wishing you Godspeed and hoping to hear from you soon. From your husband, who don't forget ever, Ulrich Loiseau. Tell little Willie that Papa don't forget him.
March 7, 1916, Flanders. Well, Annie, while I'm writing this letter, I am on sentry. I just been heating my breakfast and my toe was as cold as ice. Mud also on my finger. Everything is not as nice here as it is in the city. Well, Annie, you ask me what to send me. You can't send me some shaving soap and a barber comb and a new hair cloth for cutting hair. Sometimes I get a chance to make a few haircuts when the weather is fine. I got the one you made me before I left Kingston yet, but there was a shell went through my tools and broke 2 of my razor. I got a letter from Marie Rose a couple of days ago, and she told me she is working in the sugar factory with Alice, and she like it well, and tell me that she can't play anything on the piano she like, but all by rote, and that is good. I am very glad that Delia like her school so very much. She is a good girl, but she must stay home to help you sometime. I suppose Kissing Bug is not going to school yet. May God bless you all, and may we meet together again soon.
On April 16th, Lieutenant McNee wrote to tell Annie Loiseau that her husband had died in the trenches under heavy artillery bombardment and had been buried 2 miles back from the front in Belgium. Thus was Annie left a widow. Even without this story, photos of Annie show her to be an arresting presence, sober but somehow playful, substantial but feminine. She got a pension, and her older children were out working. Among those still at home in 1921, the girls were cigar makers and domestics, and Leo was a butcher. Later, Leo and his wife Josie Desrosiers started a store on Bagot Street under the name Bird's Grocery. Leo decided not to teach his 5 daughters French. As his daughter Sylvia says, "I knew our name was Loiseau, but I thought my dad had had it legally changed, you know, to the English, and I didn't know until I got married in 1961 that my birth certificate was Loiseau." Thanks to Sylvia McElroy for photos and stories, and to Peter Gower for transcriptions of the Ulrich Loiseau letters.